Hey America, what up? Liberty and Freedom, another episode. This is episode 14, where we restore the Republic, reunite the people, and find the lost truth in America. Yep, cancel culture is at it again. This time they're in high gear. They're canceling everybody, all kinds of conservatives. Everybody's being canceled. Twitter and Facebook, Google, Amazon, they're too big for their britches. You know what I mean? They're primarily a monopoly in this country. Nobody can compete with them. Nobody. It's scary. Because, I mean, what they're doing to Parler, has anybody seen what they're doing to Parler? And Parler's pretty much going to be shut down. They'll be lucky if they can reopen. Nobody wants to deal with them. Nobody wants to offer them any services. They can't find anybody. Their lawyers left them. I mean, crying out loud. I can't even get over it. Yeah, Apple, Google, Amazon, they're all shutting them down, all in on it, and just ganging up on them. I mean, they can't deal with that. I mean, that's where they fucked up, though. They should have figured that out. I guess they just couldn't predict it. I guess they're not. I don't know the CEO. I don't know his background or nothing like that. So I don't know what he, if, you know, how big of a conservative he is or what he knows and stuff like that. But obviously, he didn't predict this, and he didn't set himself up like Glenn Beck did with the Blaze. He didn't set himself up to so he can't be untouchable. You know what I mean? Amazon's kicking him off the servers. You know, nobody, everybody, their lawyers left them. They have nobody to for email, text message services, email providers, nothing. Everybody left them. I mean, free speech is pretty much dead right now. I mean, it's a scary fucking thing. I mean, then the walk away movement, Twitter deleted everything from them. Conservatives are losing people left and right. Twitter's deleting followers. Facebook's deleted pages from the walk away movement on their website. This is some scary shit, man. This is some Russia fucking communist bullshit right here. This is not good, and this is very, very un-American. All those companies, I mean, those companies are so big. I mean, you can't even say, I'm not one for boycotts. And you can't even say boycott them because they're wrapped up in everything. I mean, what the hell are you going to do? How are you going to get around without using Amazon or without using Google, without using Facebook? You know what I mean? Facebook and Twitter, okay, fine. I can get rid of them. Even though I advertise on Facebook, you know what I mean? But I can still do away with it. But Google, I mean, I advertise on Google too, you know? I don't even really use Google search all that much, but my phone, Android, that's tied to Google. You know, Google, they all have their hands in everything. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's what are we gonna do? How can we fight this? We got to come up ways to, you know, fight them. Because it just ain't right. I have a bad, bad, bad feeling about this. And it's not right. I mean, Parler's getting their servers shut down today. They said on Sunday. Nobody wants to deal with Parler because of what Google and Amazon and Facebook and what all those guys say. So nobody wants to mess with them because everybody else is tied up with Google and Apple and all them, you know? I mean, everything. It's just I guess they're scared. Obviously, they're scared that they're going to get shut down if they help Parler out, you know? So nobody wants to help Parler because they're afraid of the repercussions against them. Which, I mean, you can't blame them for that, but somebody's got to stand up to these guys. They're like bullies now, you know? I mean, people want to sit there and talk about bullies. That's exactly what they are. They're bullying him, bullying Parler into non-existence. It's not right, you know? And there's no way we can come out. We have to get conservative people and make our own infrastructure. We've got to have this conservative piece and a liberal piece. You know what I mean? It's pretty much how it is. We're divided down the middle. As much as it sucks, I mean, I don't hate every liberal. I don't hate every, you know, left. Well, maybe leftist, yes, but I don't hate every liberal. Liberals aren't all that bad. You know, the thought process just is a little different than ours. That's all. The leftists and the, you know, they're the ones, the revolutionaries. And I mean, have you watched the news lately? It's like everything. They're talking about these riots. Like these are the worst riots since, what, 1812? I mean, come on, really? The left has been burning cities down for 6 months, if not longer. I mean, what the hell? They don't say shit about that. You know, I mean, Twitter and Facebook, how much violence and shit is talked on there? I mean, it doesn't matter. Any lefty can sit there and talk shit on a conservative on their platforms on Facebook or Twitter, and it's fine. They don't give a shit, you know, they'll go ahead. But as soon as a conservative says one thing negative towards any leftist liberal, they get your account suspended. You know what I mean? They have free will saying whatever the fuck they want, but we can't. We can't say shit. You know, I mean, I said something about transgender one time that has a mental disease, and, you know, they told me to delete it or I'm getting, you know, I guess I got kicked off their platform. I was in Twitter jail for a little bit. You know, I haven't been in Facebook jail yet, but I'm in Twitter jail quite a bit. I mean, it's just, what the hell? People crack me the fuck up. I was just reading through some of the comments and I had to set a couple people straight. They're sitting there, they think, you know, I'm sure you guys heard of the big party switch back in the day. I don't remember, I don't know the year right off the top of my head. But supposedly, you know, Democrats supposed to be switched to Republicans and vice versa, which never happened. It was just a hoax. The guy in here saying the KKK is a conservative organization, which it isn't. It's a Democratic, or Democrats own that one. Chad's saying about the switch, the Republican-Democrat switch, which never happened. I guess less than 1% may have, I believe, switched, which was like two people. People crack me up, though. They don't fucking know what they're talking about. No idea. Oh, yeah, yeah. All I know is with the shit that's going on right now, people are being silenced. Freedom of speech is hanging on by a thread that has torn 4 or 5 fibers. So that part is hanging on by less than a thread. It's scary. The left is just torching our Constitution. We can't let that happen. Big tech is too big. That's one thing the founders never banked on. They never banked on companies being that powerful. And they are. They're more powerful than the government. Government can't do shit. Which means big tech might want to be regulated. I think in some sense they do. It would be like a corporate socialism. I don't even know, man. I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I just get so angry because I feel so helpless. Like, I can't do nothing. I mean, I wanted to set up a Parler account, but I don't know anybody. I got like 4 people listening to this podcast. I don't even think that many. That's my fault because I only do one every 6 months, which, I mean, this is my second week in a row where I got one out, so... Yay, congratulations on me. I mean, we gotta, I don't know, something's gotta be done. We gotta come up with some kind of plan and try to knock them down some. I mean, obviously can't do it because I have no money for it. You know, I can't compete with the billionaires, you know? Like somebody on Twitter the other day said something about Tesla phones, trying to get Elon Musk to do something with phones. I mean, we need conservatives who have money. We got to start building infrastructures, and we got to start building like they did, you know? See, my thing before Parler hit, I kept saying, we need a conservative alternative. And then Parler came about. I was like, boom. But now Parler, I guess they didn't foresee this, which I don't know how you couldn't have. But they didn't see what was going to happen. They didn't see that they were going to get knocked off and, you know, they're going to get destroyed like they're getting destroyed. Because what they fucked up is they relied on other people and the left at that, you know. They relied on them. They had to, if they want to be successful and they want to be, they have to be a standalone. They can't be on Amazon servers and use another liberal's email. They have to create their own. You know, I mean, it's going to take a while, but that's what they have to do. They got to get their own servers. They have to get their own everything. And I wish I was in computers. I mean, I could have helped them. I wish I was back in computers with all that stuff, because I have all that stuff. I could have got servers to them, virtual servers anyway. But again, I didn't own them, so that might not even have worked. I mean, I was a third party. I mean, I pretty much was selling them, you know, for a company. I mean, for my business, I was using them, but again, I didn't own them, so it might not have worked in my favor. Once they found out, you know, they would just shut them down. But it's not good, man. Parler's gonna be. I don't think there's gonna be a Parler. And I was just gonna join too the other day. I was just thinking about joining. There's no point now, huh? Cancel culture is alive and well. We need it to stop. It's very un-American for these American companies to silence people. If they don't agree with them, you shouldn't silence people you don't agree with. You know, have a conversation, have an argument, you know, have a screaming, yelling match. But to silence a group of people because you do not agree with them is very un-American and should not be allowed, period. I know the left doesn't like our Constitution for whatever reason. I mean, if we didn't have a Constitution, it would be lawless. I couldn't even imagine not having the Constitution. What then? I mean, who's going to write it? You know, we're going to have BLM write it, Antifa write it. You know, they want this new Constitution. They just, I don't understand why they have to come here and do it in our world, in our country. Why can't they just, you know, go to, I'm sure there's a smaller company, move Facebook, move all those companies. You can have your own little country somewhere else, away from us, you know what I mean? You know, why come here and why fuck this one up? You know, this one was doing fine. I mean, yeah, we're not perfect. You know, nowhere is perfect. I know they want some utopia or whatever, but they're not going to get no utopias, you know. It's like a fucking pipe dream. These people, I mean, people just suck it up. I just can't even, I'm just so frustrated with the whole ordeal right now. I don't understand it. I mean, I sit there and I read Twitter and I just get so heated because it makes my blood boil. So they're sitting here just talking about stupid shit that never happened. They're talking about a coup and an insurrection. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, they weren't trying to take nothing over. They're just angry. These are Americans that are angry. You know what I mean? I mean, where the hell were they speaking out when BLM was destroying people's businesses? You know what I mean? They destroyed people's businesses that were never going to, some of them were never going to open up again, you know? They're probably still trying to struggle and trying to make ends meet. I mean, what the fuck? You didn't hear shit about them then. You know, AOC with her stupid ass saying whatever the fuck she said. I should have read that. But she's, I mean, come on. Really? You're going to sit here and talk shit about the one incident that conservatives did. And a lot of them probably aren't even conservatives. You know? I mean, they're just pissed off people. You know, they're angry. They're not being listened to, obviously, because they're being canceled and censored. I mean, what the hell? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't approve of any of that shit that happened. You know, I mean, a bunch of people lost their lives. You know, none of that's cool. But then they're just sitting here and just, I mean, it's like every new, I swear, they must have like a liberal meeting somewhere and just sit here and be like, okay, guys, like the media and shit with ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, MSNBC, Fox News, you know, one of their, you know, butt buddies now. So probably just sitting there getting, you know, have a big meeting, be like, all right, this is what we're gonna write. We're gonna write primarily the same thing, and we're just gonna, each of us will just change a couple words here and there, so it just looks like it's from our own, from us, from our own writing and stuff. I was like, really? I was like, because if you ever watched news stations, they all primarily say the same thing, and it's just a couple words that are different. They're sitting there saying a coup and an insurrection and, fucking ridiculous. I was like, yeah, that's what they're going to do. They went to the Capitol building for an insurrection. They're sitting here saying it's the worst thing since 1812. Have you noticed what happened over the summer? I'm pretty sure that was worse. That was probably worse than Watts riots and everything else, considering because it went, many, many states. And you know what? They were all Democratic states. Whoa, go figure. And I'm sorry, but did any of those governors or any of those mayors be held accountable? Of course not. No. They got away with it. They all got away with it. And you know what else? And what about all the actors and actresses that bailed out these fucking people who were sitting there destroying people's businesses and killing people in the streets? You know what I mean? I was like, really? The double standard and hypocrisy is astonishing. It's crazy. It's just so fucking disturbing. Really? You're going to sit there and just talk all the smack now? The one incident happened. One fucking incident. Conservatives don't do this shit. This is not a conservative thing. This is a fucking liberal thing. Fucking liberal communist fucking thing. That's what they do best. They sit there and they fucking blow shit up and they destroy buildings and they destroy your life. That's what they do. That's what liberals do. They destroy your life. Look at Twitter. Look at Facebook. They're crushing people's lives. They don't care. It's like Mark fucking Zuckerberg. I can't stand him. I didn't like him in the fucking movie when they were talking about him. He's just an arrogant son of a bitch. He thinks he's too smart for his motherfucking britches. Can't fucking stand that guy. I don't know. Just fucking frustrated and angry. I don't know. I think we'll sign off on this one, it's only 20 minutes. By the time I edit, it'll probably be down like 15 minutes because I sat around with a lot of blank spaces. But at any rate, we gotta come together, guys. We have to come together, And I know the left keeps saying is unity now. Trump's out. He's the big divider. The big divider is fucking Obama. He's the one that divided us. People are just so fucking whack. Short memories. I don't know. It's getting late. It's almost 2 o'clock here, I think. 1:30. I can't even think what the hell to say. I'll try to do another one midweek or something, but this is just fucking, I'm just angry and I can't even think straight. Alright? I know we gotta come together and we gotta help each other out, I don't care if you're a liberal or not, If you treat me good, I'll treat you good. Vice versa. All my hopes. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Remember that saying from back in the day? But if you're gonna try to do me harm, if you're gonna try to do my family harm, I don't like you. Go somewhere else. I don't know. But anyway, we gotta unite the country. We gotta unite the people. Do what we can. We gotta restore the republic. Because we're losing it. We're losing the Constitution. We gotta restore the republic, reunite the people, and find the lost truth in America. It's just getting harder and harder. And they just shut down whoever they can. I don't know, guys. Till next time. Don't let them shut you down. Stand up and fight. All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. I'll try to do it before a week. Try to do it in a couple days. Another one in a couple days. Do some research and, just do a good one. Maybe China. I heard something about China's buying up all land over in the Bahamas. Maybe I'll do one on that. China, fuck, we might be Chinese soon. With Biden in, he might sell us to fucking China. I wouldn't fucking doubt it. I'll be all Chinese eating rice. Fuck it, I like rice. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. All right, everybody. Take it easy. Have a good one. You know, keep spreading that truth. Spreading truth. All right, peace out. Love you guys.